Here in the United States, unemployment is rising fast. The U.S. Labor Department figures show the unemployment rate, which had been 4.5% in July, rose to 4.9% in August. That means 100,000 Americans who have lost their jobs. The new numbers fanned concerns that the U.S. economy is deteriorating faster than expected. Stock prices fell sharply on Friday, and President Bush said the unemployment rate shows that the economic slowdown is hurting too many people. NPR's Jim Zarroli reports.
The Labor Department said businesses shed 113,000 jobs in August. The manufacturing sector was once again especially hard hit. But the real surprise was the overall unemployment rate, which surged to its highest level in 4 years. Robert Bruska is chief economist at EcoBest Consulting.
It's a chilling rise in the unemployment rate. Since 1960, we've only had an increase of 0.4 percentage point. And the rate of unemployment on 6 occasions. So this is really unusual. It's a big increase.
The stark size of the numbers raised new concerns about a recession. In Washington, President Bush quickly called a press conference to express his concern about the unemployment report.
Any American out of work is too many Americans out of work. And that's why it's absolutely essential that we work together to put a growth plan in place. Create jobs for hardworking Americans.
The president said the weakness in the economy underscores the need for Congress to pass some of his legislative agenda, including his energy plan and fast-track trade authority. And he said the economy would benefit from the cuts in tax rates that are supposed to take effect after the first of the year. Some economists insisted that the spike in unemployment was an aberration and that the rate would probably stabilize over the next few months. With interest rates coming down and consumer spending still reasonably strong, the economy is probably in better shape than it appears, says Kathleen Stephenson, director of global economics at Credit Suisse First Boston. Stephenson notes that business inventories are being worked down and some measures of industrial production are on the rise. That means the seeds of a recovery may be in place even as the unemployment rate rises.
It doesn't necessarily jeopardize the notion of recovery. Now, why is that? Because you have other indicators that does suggest that the cyclical correction, particularly in the inventory cycle, is taking place and is close to being at the end.
There is a danger that rising unemployment will lead to less consumer spending, which could drag the economy into a recession that it has so far avoided. But Stephenson says falling interest rates and the $40 billion in federal rebates now being mailed out to taxpayers should help keep people in stores.
The tax rebates will provide some buffer or some cushion here for consumption to hold up on a reasonably robust trend growth rate.
But economist Robert Bruska says there is no real sign so far that the rebates are having the desired impact on consumer spending.
Certainly they're still being distributed. People are still getting them and deciding what to do with them. But in an environment where people are under stress, it's much more likely that rebates sent out to people are not spent.
The weakening labor market makes it much more likely that Federal Reserve policymakers will cut interest rates for an eighth time this year at their October meeting or possibly sooner. Normally, the prospect of lower interest rates would send stock prices higher, but investors have been battered by bad news this summer, and many appear pessimistic about the chances for a quick rebound. The report sent stock prices down sharply, with all the major stock indexes at or near their lows for the year. Jim Zarroli, NPR News, New York.